AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Is North Korea planning another nuclear test? Maybe tomorrow? The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is warning North Korea not to give the U.S. a reason to have a fight. She is knocking down talk that the United States might carry out a preemptive strike.
We are not going to do anything unless he gives us reason to do something. So our goal is not to start a fight.
And what would the reason be for the U.S. to strike?
Well, I think, you know, if you see him attack a military base, if you see some sort of intercontinental ballistic missile, then obviously we're going to do that. But right now we're saying don't test, don't use nuclear missiles.
But U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley tells the Today Show ultimately it's up to the president to decide when and if to take any action. It is the first double execution in the U.S. in 16 years. Two killers will be put to death tonight in Arkansas. Our Kelly Kissel is in Little Rock, where the state's been trying to execute 8 death row inmates in all before the end of the month.
At best, they likely would get half of that done. There's a stay issued for an inmate for Thursday. And so right now, with the 2 on Monday and the 1 for Thursday, at the most that Arkansas could expect would be 4 executions over this 8-day period.
One prisoner was executed last week. For the second time in a week, there have been problems with shuttles at Orlando's International Airport, causing long lines over the weekend. Dozens of passengers missed their flights. Qatar Airways overseas says some Muslim passengers are worried they may not be allowed into the U.S., so travel to the United States is down a little, says the CEO of that airline. Police in Savannah, Georgia are investigating an early morning shooting in which 3 people died. The police responded to a home this morning, and that's what they found. This is AP Radio News. The kids at an elementary school in Gaithersburg, Maryland, are hearing from Jimmy Fallon. Our Margie Zarletta has this.
Jimmy Fallon plays egg Russian roulette on NBC's The Tonight Show with celebrities, where they smash eggs against their heads, only some are raw and some are hard-boiled. Fields Road Elementary School in Gaithersburg, Maryland, did a readathon and promised the kids the principal and assistant principal would do egg Russian roulette if the kids raised $13,000, which they did. Fallon said on The Tonight Show he's honored the kids picked up his bit and he's sending love back.
Our friends over at Ready Whip, you know, their mission is all about sharing joy. They're going to match the $13,000 donation to your school.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
Kevin Chappell finally has his first PGA Tour victory after his 180th career start. Other weekend winners include the Cavaliers, the Houston Rockets, the Washington Capitals, and the Ottawa Senators. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.